Well, thank you guys so much for this proposal. We have, a few thoughts on it. And we're interested to hear if you guys got any feedback and thoughts on what we put forward as well. Our primary concern, our primary thought is that the language about that the student must be within 30 hours of graduation, right? Now, there's already a total financial cap on the financial accountants of this program, right? We want to take all these things back to have our members look at them, right?
Okay.
In a potential counter proposal, in following this path, we certainly want to see that language struck about the 30 hours of graduation, right? Because the cap is still unchanged at 35,000, right? Like, we want faculty to be able to utilize this to students to move forward in that program, support graduation metrics, everything like the annual admission as well. So that's our primary concern.
Okay.
About it. We would be willing to think about of this as in connection with the salary article. We appreciate the movement on the salary article too, the reinsertion of the sustained performance element. Right now, that bonus of $500, once you take taxes out, it's going to be $275 to $300 or so, right? What we would potentially look at in a counter is something where either we make this a true pilot and do it for at least 2 years, right? Agree to it and that, and then keep the salary article as is. Or if this were to be a 1 year pilot program, to increase that bonus to $1,000 or so, right? Some sort of balance along either of those two options in order to kind of pull in the faculty who are evaluating all of these elements.
Okay.
Towards ratification, right? So that's generally what we're thinking about. It's not a formal response, but that's, we wanted to give you a sense of how we're seeing these elements.
Okay. All right. I understand all that. Does anybody have any thoughts or questions about what Jonathan just had to say?
No.
Okay. I think we understand it. One of the things that I'm everything in its own good time. But obviously with this program, we need to bring it to some kind of conclusion, ratification, in a time-sensitive way so that we can get it out. We can inform people so that they know that it's out there and available to them, and then get applications in and the scholarship money rolling. So I guess I definitely respect the need to take this back and consider it very carefully. I guess what we all should do, though, is try to see a path toward a resolution if this is something that we're going to work on. How much time do you think you would need to have some kind of response that,
We can quickly, anytime.
Okay.
We could probably
talk with our clients about the length of the pilot, the scope of the eligibility, and the salary issue fairly quickly, I think.
Mm-hmm. Like hours instead of days?
Yeah, we're certainly willing to look at and consider what you put forward and see if that would be something that we'd be able to sign off on.
Mm-hmm. I guess we're constrained somewhat by the notice requirement.
It's a 3-hour notice, right? So it's notice from 10 to 1. That's what they've noticed.
Oh, this session
today is notice 10 to 1.
No, I meant if we reconvened. If we met it on in a future date, we couldn't.
Well, right, that would have to be.
We couldn't meet Monday.
Right. But we've got.
What is
the requirement? Hours.
Couple hours.
Yeah,
we get a couple hours.
It's 11 o'clock.
Can converse quickly. That's.
Yeah, if you guys want to take a break for an hour and come back at noon.
Why don't we just take a caucus and we'll figure out who's available, if anyone's available. We don't know who's available, so.
Okay.
right?
Yeah.
Okay.
We have for you information on carry forward.
It was promised.
All right.
So again, I know the budget office. There might be more than enough, so just
okay.
And you want to talk to everybody? And it says, it starts with draft estimate because when I met with the budget office, the budget is kind of a fluid thing. So I wanted to get the most up-to-date information I could from them. So we actually went right off with the budgeted reports on expenditures and what is already encumbered to get to the line B, ENG carry forward the fund balance that's really available to be used for anything further. Mm-hmm. If you look in the E area, there's new statutory requirements for reserves that went from 5 to 7%. So that really encumbers 11.5.
Do you know now, my understanding of that 7% statutory reserve is that, and you're right, I know that they changed that, is that that's for universities with FTEs over 15,000. Right? That's what I saw in the language. That it was a differentiation between like the FTE count on the universities, right? So I don't know, I think ours is still at 5%, not 7%. We didn't do a lot of budgetary stuff in my MFA, creative writing program, but my understanding as someone who can do math, though, and read, is that it said the FTEs above 15,000, it was the increase to the 7%.
Are you sure you're looking at the final regulation? Because there was a lot of drafts that went around earlier.
I'm not sure.
Sometimes that stuff moves around, but my understanding is we are subject to the 7%.
To the 7%.
Today, as of what's finally signed. And then additionally, the other restricted by appropriations. Over the years, we were given funds, but it's for specific purposes. And the explanations and the narratives are pretty in-depth as far as what those are, but it's not like we can use that money for other reasons.
Okay.
That will take up the most of it. And then you'll start to get into some of the other items that are of importance to the university that must be done. Most notable effect in the budget is the lack of PIGA funds, which is to continue to maintain the university. Mm-hmm. So you'll see there's a large amount related to roofs, renovation, repairs, and those are kind of items that are, they have to get done. They're not, we'd like to make this nicer. It's,
well, and
there's
I,
leaks and things like that that happen.
And I know there's the one too about the, what's the emergency grid, electrical grid sort of thing stuff too, isn't it?
And is that included? Has that
the switch gear?
Switch gear is in process.
Yeah.
That is in some of those encumbrances up in C.
Okay.
It is a design build kind of thing that takes a while.
I know. I was just wondering if it has been approved to put the order in yet, because I know as of last session.
There's a lot of work on the design. I don't know if they're actually installing it yet. We're close to that.
They have the build. From what I understand, it's like they're building it before they can.
So that means because it wouldn't even start until we got approved
exactly.
to use that. So right. We did get approved to use those funds to actually put that order in for them to get started.
We actually had to pay engineers to design it.
Yeah.
And then they build it, and then they come install it. So I think we're kind of between the design and the build part.
Oh, that's good.
Yes,
so then that means it was approved. Yeah, that was a scary.
That's important.
Potentially hurricane season coming.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Or no electric in July.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you, Dan, for doing that, taking the time. Okay, so we'll review that in our finance paper. In summary, things that we're looking at on this, right? Striking that language, Mike. Here, I just marked it on there. Just that, just kind of like striking that, and then potentially looking at either extending that program for more than 1 year to make it more of a true pilot, or increasing the bonus to bring in ratification that way.
Okay, we're gonna sue the deal when we're right back.
One real quick question also. If, thinking of timeline, right? If we get to a sense where we are in agreement in spirit, right? We don't have to, we don't have to notice an amendment in order to sign documents, or I'll ask your opinion. Like, we could, if we're in agreement in spirit, we wanted to take it back also and just to make sure everybody had the chance to look at it. That we could then sign later than that, right? Or electronically, potentially, that's not a bargaining meeting? Or would that have to be noticed, do you think, subject to the same notice?
It's the opinion of the university's general counsel's office that we'd have to notice it.
Okay.
Like if we're going to agree to something, it would have to be in a noticed meeting.
Okay. But if it's agreed on today and not signed, like the assigning could come later, right? If the actual agreement happens today.
Yeah, and even if we
have... Yeah, I don't think we have to have a signing ceremony. Yeah, you're right, yeah.
I don't think there's conversations and changes that occur, that kind of changes everything.
Yeah.
Right. It would have to be complete agreed upon language. To be able to send later, yeah.
But even if we met again in a week, I don't think that that would change. Even if we had an additional session in a week.
I think we'd still have time to be able to
do it. Yeah, I think that would affect.
Okay. I mean, I don't know what the board's situation is, but they can ratify something in a phone call, or they can, mm-hmm. the labor committee can ratify it. We can get that done. Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay.